This is John McEntee from Incantation, and you're listening to today's Boondoggle.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. I just wanted to take a minute in this little intro before the intro to give you an update on some of the things we got going on here at today's Boondoggle. And we recently launched an email account, so if you have any questions, suggestions, or comments, you're enjoying the show, you want to see something different, you want to see certain guests on the show, you can reach us at todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. And as you know, the coronavirus lockdown has hit a lot of us financially. Boondoggle didn't escape it either. And if you want to support us financially so we can get you these interviews that you enjoy each week, you can donate to our GoFundMe. There's you get on GoFundMe, look up today's Boondoggle. We got a GoFundMe that'll be ongoing. And as well as a Venmo, you can donate. If you use Venmo, go to Venmo Domain or today's Boondoggle. And then also there's our Anchor sponsorship on the Anchor app, anchor.fm. Look up today's Boondoggle and you can become a monthly sponsor to us there. As you know, this is a veteran-owned and operated program we got going on here. It's very been, man, incredibly therapeutic for a guy like myself who, you know, is a veteran with PTSD and anxiety. It just gets me out there talking with people and gets me out of my comfort zone, and it's been awesome. But it all costs us, you know, the travel, accommodations, to get to these interviews that you want to hear. So if you can help out anyway, we truly appreciate it. Also, please follow us on social media. It's at Today's Boondoggle. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just please follow, subscribe, comment, download the episodes. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, you know, any of the programs that you use to listen to your podcast. Please. Do whatever you can to support us, and hope you enjoy this episode. Thanks.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. And I got on the phone with me right now, Eric from the band Plague Years. How you doing, Eric?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now, how do you pronounce your last name? I was going to say Louder.
Lauder.
Louder. I was going to say Louder, like your music, huh?
Yeah, definitely someone that people say all the time, for sure.
Well, I'm a dad of two teenage girls, so I got to go for the dad jokes, you know, when they're right there.
I know. I'm a dad, too. I know all about them. I got a four-year-old myself.
Oh, well, enjoy that, man. They grow up quick, and then they become teenagers, and not so fun anymore, but still love them to death.
Yeah.
But so let's talk a little bit about the new album coming out, Circle of Darkness, September 18th. It's scheduled to come out.
Yep.
And, you know, what can fans expect from this one?
You know, I think it's a good mix of, you know, thrash and death metal. It's really dark, heavy. You know, if you liked Unholy Infestation, you're definitely going to dig this one. It's way, I feel like it's deeper than Unholy. There's more going on. There's, you know, it's, and it's incredibly fast. I'll tell you that. It's super fast.
Nice. So, I wanted to ask, like, what led you guys to choosing the name Plague Years, and did you have any idea we'd actually be living in them right now?
No. We actually, me and the drummer Mike, we had a band, I want to say it was like 2009 or 2008, somewhere in there, and it was a totally different style. We were playing more like power violence-y music, like Mind Eraser type stuff or something like that. And we used the name Plaguers. And then when it came to this band in like 2018, we were trying to figure out a name, and we just were like, fuck it, like it's sweet, you know, let's just use it again. Like, it's not like anyone's gonna know about that band X amount of years ago, you know.
Yeah, gotcha. So,
but no, I wish it wasn't as relevant as it is right now. Yeah, I would rather have it the other way.
Yeah, I know, man. So what have you guys been doing? Like, did you have like a tour lined up and everything before this all happened, and then now you're sitting on a boxes of merch or something? Or
yeah, so we had a tour lined up that was going to be in May, like May into June, and luckily we didn't quite buy all the merch yet, which we were about to, because we were starting the promo in March, and you know, up until really the last week of March, beginning of April, you know, we didn't really know how serious this was going to be, you know. In everyone's mind it was still, oh, we'll be on tour in May, this will be over with, da 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 da. And yeah, you know, so luckily we didn't pull the trigger on that yet, so we got lucky there. But yeah, we had a tour, it got postponed into September, and then now that tour has now been postponed, so I don't think we'll be seeing live music, you know, until next year sometime, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so, man. So, you know, I want to ask a little bit about, you know, you yourself as the artist. I usually like to try and get a little bit of a background. So do you remember like what led you into, music, and like how old you were when you got into music and then, you know, got into playing guitar?
I got into it pretty much as soon, like as I was born, for the most part. My dad is a guitar player. I mean, he has like an extensive guitar collection. He's just like super guitar nerd. And as soon as I can honestly remember, I've been playing guitar, you know, him teaching me, and then getting like the my own motivation to want to get better and start writing music and perform. So I started performing and writing music at like the age of 14. It was more like, I don't even know what at the time you would call it. It was like death metal, I guess, but it was when like bands like, you know, Necrophagus and you know, like Between the Buried and Me and Glass Casket were big, like that type of era. So I was doing that kind of thing. That was like my first like jump into metal, you know, before I went on to do other stuff. But yeah, pretty much since I've been born, for the most part.
Nice. Well, I could think of you know, worse habits you pick up from your parents and stuff, so you know, that's definitely yeah, a good one to be born into the under a you know, guitar nerd, so to speak, like you said.
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely always kept getting me to want to keep playing, for sure.
That's great. Now, you know, like we were talking about, the new album comes out September 18th. What can fans expect from this one?
You know, I think, you know, if you're a fan of thrash or death metal or whatever, I think, you know, I think anyone can pretty much vibe to it. It's super aggressive. You know, it's dark. We're not like, you know, we're kind of that black and thrash, you know, we have like darker topics. Our whole sound, I feel like, is very, very dark. You know, we're down tuned compared to most thrash bands. And, you know, we have a more death metal, like, you know, I like to say Cannibal Corpse-ish, you know, like style to us, you know, here and there. And, you know, I think that's like the little thing that, you know, sets us apart from other thrash bands, where people from other genres might be into it, especially with how heavy it is.
Yeah. And do you have like a, on this album, do you have like a personal favorite?
Probably Witness Hell. I guess it's changed for me so many times, but I think Witness Hell is probably my favorite one. It's just, I feel like it's a good mold of like what we are or what we do, you know. It's super fast in the beginning. It's just kind of relentless. And then the end is just crushing. I mean, it's just super heavy.
Nice. And what's usually like the creative process like for you guys?
For this record, I pretty much wrote most of it at my house, just demoing all the music with drums. And then after I do that, I go and jam it with Mike, and Mike actually like puts drums to it, because the fake drums I put are like super just basic, you know. And so he makes it like actually like, you know, have that like swing to it that we always kind of have, that like groove to it. And you know, and sometimes his input, you know, we'll change some parts here and there and stuff like that. And then, you know, I'll get to writing lyrics, or, you know, sometimes I'll get some ideas from Tim, but for the most part on this record, I pretty much wrote most of the lyrics, and they just kind of came, and lyrics just kind of come as they come. I don't know. It's hard to get inspired, but when you do, it's just try to capitalize on it.
Gotcha.
Hey, baby. This is Double D, also known as Dream Daddy. And I gotta tell y'all something about our new sponsorship here at today's Boondoggle. And the name is Dream Nutrition. So if you're looking to empower your human vitality, well, then you come to the right place. With over 12 years of combined experience in cannabinoids and terpene products, Dream Nutrition products include CBD oils, patches, proteins, and so much more. The endocannabinoid system is believed to have involvement in regulating physiological and cognitive processes, including the immune system, appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and in mediating the pharmacological effects of cannabis. Support this veteran-owned and operated company today, and today's Boondoggle fans will receive 10% off their orders when using the promo code BOONDOG10 at checkout. That's BOONDOG10 at checkout. So go to the link. That's dreamnutrition.com/discount/boondog10. And remember, dream is not spelled like Dream Daddy. It's spelled DREEM. And start saving today, because you deserve to feel your best. And you know that's right. So tell them Dream Daddy and your friends from today's Boondog sent you.
And like, what have you guys been doing, you know, to kind of keep busy or keep creative during this whole like pandemic we're living in?
It's been rough, man. It just, you know, we wrote two songs so far, just because really. And I was working on another death metal project that I got going on, so I wrote some songs for that. And, you know, just trying to keep talking and staying active. You know, there's not much to, you know, do. It's just hard, you know? So you try to do as much as you can, but
are you guys like,
you know, it is what it is.
Do you guys like live fairly close to one another to get together and jam, or?
Yeah. We all live like basically within like an hour or a half hour of each other. So, and our spot is like pretty much in the middle of where we live. So it's like, you know, we get together, we've gotten together and practiced and stuff, you know, but it's just, you know, we've been getting ready to maybe try to do a live stream and stuff like that. But compared to like a normal regimen of jamming that we would normally do, it's definitely gone down a little bit more, just because there's not, you know, a whole lot to prepare for at this moment.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, that would be like the way to promote the release, you know, get together,
oh,
do
yeah,
a live stream
the,
and stuff.
Yeah, that's been the main focus, has definitely been promoting the thing. The live streaming is, I just have, you know, I want to have quality on the live stream. So it's hard, you know, because, you know, if you just put, at least in my head, if you just put your phone in front of us playing, I feel like the speakers are going to be getting blown out. And,
I agree.
It's just going to be like a phone video. So it's, for us, it's just been a quality issue, which we're trying to take care of so we can do something cool for the album.
Gotcha. So, in the meantime, you know, like, where can fans go that either are unfamiliar with you, or, you know, they want to support you guys during this time, or pick up, you know, be able to pick up the new album when it comes out? Where would you send them?
You can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. All of those have the link in bio to get you to whatever way you'd like to purchase it or check it out, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, you know, our Bandcamp. We got all kinds of bundles and shirts and stuff, you know, you can check out. Just hit us up on any social media and you can get to it with just the link in our bio.
Nice. And then do you guys have any like future goals set? I mean, besides, you know, promoting the album and the live stream?
For us right now, it's just, just to try to do more live stream. We're going to do some video stuff, I think, and start posting on YouTube and just trying to stay active. You know, I know we're going to start writing more music here soon as time goes on. So might be hitting the studio again. And, you know, the most something I'm looking forward to is this thing being over so we can tour. That's the, you know, once that happens, that's going to be all we're doing for the most part.
Gotcha. And then, what places did you guys have like lined up before everything had to get canceled? What places were you looking forward to hitting?
We were going to go to California for the first time, which was going to be awesome. I just got a lot of friends out there and like people in other bands and stuff. And I was really looking forward to that. Cause the last tour we went on, we didn't get to hit California like we were planning. So I was really bummed about that one, but it was pretty much a tour through like most of the South and all the way up the West Coast. And, then we were going to be hopping on another one, you know, probably a month or so after that. And then talking about going to Europe and all that kind of stuff. So we'll be going everywhere.
Awesome. So the opportunities are still there once we get the green light, huh?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of opportunities, especially I think the revival of music is going to be really crazy.
Oh yeah, I agree. I mean, it'd be so crazy if there might not be enough venues for everybody to get booked and play, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be a mad dash to who gets the first month off of COVID tour booked.
Yeah, so you got to keep the finger on the trigger for that, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
So I wanted to ask you a couple of the questions that I normally ask people when I have them on the show here real quick. Who are your, like, top three musical artists?
For metal, I would say Metallica is for sure number one. They're just my all-time favorite band. Two, I'd have to say Slayer. And three would have to be either like Sepultura or Cannibal Corpse for sure. Like Suffocation could even fall in there. Like one of those three.
Nice. And then do you have like a certain song that you feel has inspired you in life? And it doesn't have to be metal. It could be, you know, whatever. But, you know, whenever you've been like having a rough time and need that extra like oomph, you know, you can always throw this song on and it helps you over the hump.
Oh, it for me, that answer has got to be a rap song. I like a lot of rap, too. For me, it would be like something like Future or something. That would put me in an amazing mood.
Nice, nice. And then do you have like a band that you've toured with in the past that you've had like a lot of fun with that you would love to go out back out with?
Yeah, Frozen Soul and Creeping Death for sure.
Oh yeah,
so going out with all them would be super sick. Those are like good friends of ours. We've known both those bands for quite a long time.
Nice. And then, is there a go-to movie that never gets old for you when you watch it? It's always like you're always excited. And you always see something like, you know.
One movie that if it's always on that I don't ever seem to turn off would be like Pulp Fiction or something. Because there was a point where that movie was on nonstop on TV. And I would just always manage to catch it, and I would just leave it.
Gotcha. And then three people who've inspired you or that you can credit for making you the person you are today.
My dad, my uncle. And I'd have to say, like, my drummer, Mike, too, you know, because we've been together doing music for a real long time, and we just connect on a level that it don't even have to be said, you know, like we just know what we're doing. You know, we operate the same kind of way.
Great, man. And then favorite toy as a child?
I don't know. I don't even know. Probably my mom has this old videos of me when I had this plastic guitar that I used to carry around all the time. She said I used to love the shit out of that thing. I used to love my old basketball hoop with the little kid one. I used to play the fuck out of that thing.
Nice. Yeah, usually it's like that's always one of my most popular questions because it just takes everybody back down, you know, to early Christmases and, you know, all right, that
any
stuff.
Video game system that came out for sure, I was on that.
Nice. So, like, what was one of the first ones that came out around, you know, when you were young that you got exposed to? Because I'm going for me, it's like Atari. So I'm old.
I had Nintendo, but I know it didn't come out like. I didn't get it when it came out. And then the one I really like remember playing and like having memories of was like Sega and like Mortal Kombat and all that shit.
Oh yeah, like Sega Genesis.
Doing the blood code and all that, yeah.
Nice. And then do you have like a favorite wrestler or MMA fighter?
Man, for MMA, I don't know. For me it changes on just who I like right at the moment. I really want to see Khabib fight again, bad. Like real bad. I just think that dude's a beast. I think he'd just manhandle anybody.
Yeah. And then any message that you have for our military members that are currently serving overseas?
You know, thank you. Thanks for your service. You know, we appreciate y'all.
Nice, man. So, yeah, I know you were saying you had some stuff you're in the middle of, so I wanted to, you know, this was the basic like run through, keep it short and sweet. Just promoting the album one more time, like if they want to pick it up, where would you send them?
Definitely check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Just type in Plague Years. Our Instagram is Plague Years MI, and everything else just search Plague Years. It'll come up. You can look us up on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere. Just type us in.
All right, sweet. And then before I let you go, could you do one last favor for me?
Yep.
Just a promo, quick promo ID for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just, you know, introduce yourself, who you're with, and say, and you're listening to today's Boondoggle.
Boondoggle?
Yeah.
Okay. It's my name, my band, and I'm listening to today's Boondoggle.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, this is Eric Lauder from Plague Years, and you're listening to today's Boondoggle.
Awesome, man. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, so I hope that wasn't too quick for you, but sounded like you needed to get back into stuff, so I figured I'd just...
Oh, yeah, no, it's all good, bro, yeah.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you go. Thanks for your time, and looking forward to checking out the album, Circle of Darkness.
Hell yeah, bro. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, bye-bye.
The sun begins to rise.
Hello, and thanks for listening to today's Boondoggle. And now, for your listening pleasure, Florence Whitingale presents his latest epoch.
Don't mind if you blow me,
and I go deep just like Jim told me,
and ask all them motherfuckers who know me, yes, they'll say,
I'm a pussy eater, and there ain't nothing sweeter,
whoa, than your musk, than your your body tenses.
Your smell is fogging up my lenses.
And your pussy's exciting all five senses. Ooh.
See, I'm surviving by muff diving in your musk. In your musk.
Until I hit your swollen
dick. See, I'll take my rod and I'll lay some sod in your furry little gourd.
My tongue will make your snatch get wetter.
And I like it shaped or like a sweater. Ooh.
Ooh. Awfully hairy. But it ain't scary. It's your musk. It's your musk.
FlowWhiteShow.com. But for now, feel the flow. exclusively here on Today's Boondoggle. Brought to you by Today's Boondoggle.
It's kind of a shorter guy. You know who I'm talking about now.
You look like you could have been my son.
Yeah. That's what we call him.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Anthony or something?
I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about.
I can't remember his name. He was like...
That was... Hey, at that hotel.
Yeah.
That was freaking hysterical.
Yeah, Malone was kind of a little bit embarrassed.
Yeah.
Her face turned as red as those sheets.
That was a place where I found those women that sing in the National
Anthem. Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
You remember that time?
I had to go to Little Creek and go get the sand and the beach.
You're standing watch on the pier.
Living tents.
And Merchant Mariner was standing up on the bridge. Oh, yeah. And he's got his AirBot foot on and he's waving at you.
That doesn't resonate with me.
Oh, yeah. He was up by them sandbag thing that he had.
What was that officer?
And thank you for listening to another story time from the VFW Hall, brought to you by Today's Boondoggle.
Thank you for listening once again to Today's Boondoggle Radio Show. Please check out our website, domaincle.com, and todaysboondoggle.com. Be sure to follow us on social media at Today's Boondoggle on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for more information about this podcast. Support us on www.anchor.fm/Today's Boondoggle, as well as on GoFundMe as well. Be sure to subscribe, comment, download, and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, and all the other podcast platforms. Please email us with questions, suggestions, and comments via todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. Please leave us comments and 5-star reviews. Thanks once again for listening to Today's Boondoggle Radio Show.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.